This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1869. What should you do with your stocks if the stock market crashes? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What should you do with your stocks if the stock market crashes? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. When the stock market crashes, so can your stomach right down to your shoes. Seeing all that money disappear at once can be frightening to anyone, no matter how stoic or optimistic you are. It isn't easy to know what to do when stocks are down. It might be cliche, but as the saying goes, what goes up must come down. However, when your stocks dip, it isn't the time to panic and drop out. For anyone who has invested in the stock market, drops aren't ideal. However, you have to know that stocks going down is to be expected since they can't always go up. If you're worried about your stocks and their value as you watch the stock market crash, here's our advice for what to do when stocks go down. Why do stocks go down? First, let's start by outlining why stocks go down in the first place. Stock market prices go up and down every day because of market forces. The share prices end up changing due to supply and demand. When the company is doing well, more people want to buy the stock instead of selling it. If the company starts to do worse, then more people stop selling it and the price falls. In the end, the stock market might be driven by various factors, but the demand for them majorly determines the prices of stocks at any moment. So for example, if something bad happens to the company that seems to put it in a worse financial situation, people won't want to buy stock, so the price will go down and down until people are comfortable trading it back and forth again. What should you do with your portfolio if stocks go down? Of course, if you had your choice, your stocks would always be in demand. However, that isn't always how it works. If your stocks start to take a hit, here's what you should do. Don't panic. Don't panic and sell everything. Instead, take a couple of deep breaths and relax. Although it doesn't always work out for the better, more often than not, the best thing to do is to hold out. You heard that right. Don't do anything. Most importantly, don't panic sell. Instead, hold on to the stocks and reevaluate the situation. Think about the companies you have invested in and whether the companies still suit your investment priorities. Are the companies you put your money into still ones that suit your portfolio criteria? If they are, hold out and wait for the light at the end of the tunnel. If not, then take a couple more deep breaths before taking the next step. It's also beneficial to keep in mind that investing with a long-term mindset can help you make much more money in the long run. Make sure you're diversified. The next step you should be considering is diversification. Diversifying your portfolio is the best way to keep you and your money safe. Diversification involves holding a wider variety of investments in all kinds of industries, not just a variety of companies. That means you might invest in IT companies, hold some international stock, index funds, or some bond funds, or invest in real estate investment trusts. There are so many places and areas in which you can put your money. The more you spread the wealth, the less you'll lose if one of the industries or companies crashes for a time. The truth is that picking your asset allocation is more important than making any individual stock choice will ever be. However, even if you've bought all kinds of different stocks, you still have only invested in stocks and aren't truly diversified. Consider buying in the dip. The other side of a dip in this market is the opportunity it gives you to take advantage of certain stocks and buy them up. This is how to make money when stocks go down. Market dips are often when fortunes are made. However, they can be tricky since you need to be ready for their fall, and then be willing to sacrifice that money if all they do is keep falling. The best way to be ready to buy in a dip is to be specific about it and save for it. Our suggestion is to keep a running list of the individual stocks you would someday like to own. Call this your stock wish list. Although it might not be something you'll send off to the North Pole, you can make your own wishes come true. Keep an eye on the companies to watch for moments when they dip. It's also essential to make sure that you only use money that you've set aside for investing. If you see what you think is an opportunity during a market dip and decide to invest your emergency funds, you're putting a lot more at risk than just getting unlucky in one stock selection. Likewise, you should never invest money that you think you'll have to use in the next 5 years. Sometimes it might pay off for people, but the risk of finding yourself penniless in the future is never worth it. We typically recommend for people to invest most of their money into 401ks, index funds, and Roth IRAs. Then, if you want to take 5 to 10% of your investment money and put it into individual stocks, it'll only be a small percentage of your portfolio if you lose it. Don't try to time the market. When you're a long-term investor, you need to manage your stocks so that you'll be able to maintain them for years to come. If you're constantly checking in to try to spot a low period for certain stocks so that you can buy them up, you'll end up going crazy. A watched pot never boils. Instead, regular investing over time will end up yielding you more solid returns. It's rarely a good idea to try to go into something to make quick money. Being smart about it and patient is the best combination to make the most money in the long term. Don't feel pressured to buy in a low. Just take advantage of it when it comes available. Stay calm and remember the long haul. Although it's difficult for us to think long term, it's necessary if you want to invest successfully. Some people might invest for the short term, but unless done well, this doesn't always end well. Think long term and invest for the long term. Over years of investments, a dip now will not matter. Low points are all part of the process. Consider Apple as a good example of this. Those that have invested long term have seen huge returns come back from it. From 1995 to 1998, the company saw some hard-hitting dips, at one point experiencing a whopping loss of about 41%. Since then, they've closed at $188 and have split twice since that terrible low point from 1998. Long-term investors in the company have seen their stocks rise dramatically over the last 20 years, but will have been extremely disappointed all those years ago. The name of the game is risk tolerance. You have to ask yourself how much risk you're willing to take and invest accordingly. Just breathe. When you're ready to panic, pack up, and leave, take a deep breath and realize that a dip in stocks is all part of the process. If you haven't diversified already, you need to get on it to spread the wealth and lower the overall risk. You should consider buying when there's a dip, but don't go crazy looking for one. And remember, you should be investing for the long term. You just listened to the post titled, What Should You Do With Your Stocks If the Stock Market Crashes? By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Fear is a strong, influential emotion when it comes to money, and none of us are immune to it. I think one of the biggest hurdles to consistently investing is the fear of losing money. And ironically, the fear of losing money may cause us to make decisions that lead to actually losing money, like the panic selling Ramit warns us not to do in this article. At the start of the pandemic in 2020, many corporations were struggling, including my employer at the time. I was lucky in that I wasn't furloughed, but I did take a 10% salary reduction, and my employer stopped all 401k matching. It felt like the writing was on the wall. I was probably going to lose my job, and it could take me a long time to find a new one. So while I continued to make my regular 401k contributions, rather than investing that money, I held it in money market. I rationalized that this would be a backup emergency fund, as I could have taken a COVID-related distribution with no penalty, and I'd have 3 years to pay the tax on it if I really needed to. And I shouldn't invest this money because obviously the economy was going to collapse due to COVID. Well, that didn't age well. Now, I understand in the moment, it felt like an unprecedented time and the apocalypse was upon us. But I didn't end up investing that money until late 2020. And so I lost out on a number of months of investment gains. And I simply didn't need to hoard this money. I already had a year of living expenses in cash. In fact, just 8 months after I made this fear-driven decision, I decided to leave my job voluntarily because it was clear I had the financial bandwidth to do so. The point I'm trying to make here is that it's never a good idea to make a financial decision out of fear. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.